This is Bruin Radio, a weekly student show from the Brookings Harbor High School on the Wild Rivers Coast. We are proud to play on Curry Coast Community Radio, KCIW LP, out of Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 FM.
This is Bruin News with Miranda Wolfers
and Aaron Green.
The race is on for Brookings Harbor High School students. With precious little time left, local teens are rushing to finish up their work for the year. For our seniors, June 8th is the last day of school, while precisely 1 week later, on June 15th, the remainder of the student body will be released into the sweltering grip of summer 2017.
Postgraduate scholar applications and information is now available in the guidance office. This program used to be called Beyond BHHS. If you are interested, please stop by the guidance office.
Junior-senior prom on April 29th went off without a hitch. Everyone who participated played it clean and had a wonderful time.
Reminder for seniors, Herf Jones will be here this week on Wednesday, May 10th, during lunch to distribute your caps and gowns. If you're hearing the show after Wednesday, May 10th, talk to the main office to see what you need to do to get your graduation gear. The Brookings Harbor High School Tutoring Club meets every Wednesday at lunch in Mrs. Hall's room 101. The tutoring club is all about helping fellow students make it through their difficult classes. If you would like to be a tutor, or if you'd like some help from fellow students, stop by room 101 at lunch on Wednesdays.
We had the opportunity to hear two students of the Brookings Harbor High School LGBTQ+ and Straight Alliance Club about their demonstration activities regarding school funding.
Hello, this is Annika Nelson, president of the LGBTQ+ and Straight Alliance Club. I'm here to talk about last week where we rallied in front of the high school to encourage Oregon legislators to support rural schools with greater funding. We had some honking, some encouraging honking. We had cardboard signs, one reading, "Oregon legislator, give our kids an equal chance at opportunity. Fund Oregon schools appropriately." Thank you for everyone that participated, and thank you for everyone that encouraged us.
Hello there, I'm Ravona Matthew Piscatello McFarland with the LGBTQ and Straight Alliance Club, and I am so grateful to be a part of such an amazing, you know, community. I don't even consider this place a club, I consider it one giant community, because outside the community, you know, like living in a small town, there's not much opportunities, and, you know, not a lot of people are very open-minded to such, you know, things as the LGBT, and you know what, like, we're humans. We're not just, you know, we're not a different species of creatures. You know, we're human. We have feelings. We just prefer different, you know, sexes, or as people call it, genders, or sexual orientations. You know, it's just, you know, we're humans. We have feelings, and I think we should be treated with as much, you know, equal love and respect as a straight person would be treated, or anybody would be treated. So everybody out there who is listening to this radio broadcaster, we are doing this to basically tell people that, you know, we're low on school funding and we want more money to help our education be more, you know, educational. Well, yeah, like any school deserves funding in general, but, you know, we need school funding because we're very low on it. And I don't think that, you know, because my thing is that because the school funding's low, I don't think we're getting as much education as we deserve.
You've just heard from friends of the show Annika Nelson and Ravona Matthew Piscatella McFarland of the LGBTQ+ and Straight Alliance Club. Many of you listeners who are Curry County voters have already received a special ballot in the mail for a special district election set to close on May 16th. You need to note that this ballot includes nominees for our school board. Three positions are being voted for. If you haven't received your ballot, we can't help you here at the school, but consider contacting the Curry County Elections Office. Oregonians, you already know that our state's funding of schools has caused concern among our citizens. A reduced education budget that would lead to the eradication of programs and positions is not ideal for our own Brookings Harbor High School. For those of you who have written and phoned your legislators urging them to appropriately fund education, it looks like your voices are being heard. We would like to encourage our listeners to continue communicating with our Oregon legislators. The state still has more work to do to complete the budgetary process, but we are hopeful that continued activism will be a positive effect for our schools. Thank you. We at Bruin News have a fishing alert for you.
We do? Well, that's a good hook.
And we don't mean the kind of fishing you'd enjoy out on the beautiful Wild River's coast, but the nefarious trickster kind used by criminals and thieves.
Reel me in.
Fishing, when it's spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, is a technique of gaining personally identifiable information from a victim by posing as an authority through electronic communication. Fishers typically pose as banks or schools or the government, but they can act like any organization or company to steal your details electronically. Staff of our own Brookings Harbor High School were targeted by a newly developed phishing technique that mimics a Google Doc sharing offering.
That's kind of like bait and switch.
A message appears in the inbox of an intended victim, which may have come from someone they know or from someone in a similar field of employment. The message appears just like a message one might see from a Gmail user who is sharing a Google Doc with them. The email includes the image, "So-and-so has invited you to view the following document," and has the blue "Open in Docs" button, which looks quite legitimate. Victims who click the button may end up fooled into verifying personal information in order to access the bogus document.
Well, that's pretty slimy.
Yeah. Even the United States Computer Emergency Readiness Team has issued an alert about this Google Docs phishing technique. Thankfully, no BHHS staff was fooled by the attempt, and the District Technology Department responded immediately by informing their users.
The Brookings Harbor High School Grace Notes Choir will be singing in a concert for you at the Brookings Harbor High School Auditorium on Wednesday, the 10th of May. Showtime is from 7 to 8 p.m., and you'll get to hear the singing of friend of the show Angela Acosta and other members of the Grace Notes Choir. This outstanding show is free for everyone, but donations to the music program of the Brookings Harbor High School are appreciated.
And that's it for this week's Bruin News.
We'll be right back.
That was Skirt of Hands by Derek Thomas Dew, also known as Touchless Remover on SoundCloud.
April's National Poetry Month is now over, but that doesn't stop us from bringing you powerful poetry. The powerful poetry segment of our show has a great history that started with now famous show hosts Josie Vitel and Brianna App, with a special thanks to poet and teacher Dr. Michelle Mitchell Faust. Enjoy powerful poetry.
Breaking My Introvert Shell by Miranda Wolfers. It's late, nearing midnight, and I find that I have to fight against my own mind that keeps me awake. I get up and start to pace, and then my heart decides to race from fear that I'll be found. My thoughts continue to wander back to times when I was fonder of the things I am today. I'm surprised there is no track in my floor. I know I lack the strength to leave this battleground. My heart's surrounded by thick ice. My soul is hidden. Wouldn't it be nice to let them out to play a while? But the problem is that all these kids can only make me fake a smile. I've been fighting this war for years, battling hard to hold back tears for reasons I don't even know. Now I stay quiet and hold my tongue, and I don't dare step up on that ladder rung for fear I'll jump because I had to grow. Up way too fast. Why couldn't childhood have lasted just a little longer than 5 years? I've been through 13 years of this system where I was taught to just shut up and listen until escapism was the only option that seemed clear. Books and movies held me well to hide these words I'd never tell before today, but I won't shut up anymore. Now it's their turn. I've spent the last 18 years hiding under blankets and disguises, but now my lone wolf frustration rises. I may not ask for friends or parties or more attention than a perfect body because I don't want them. I don't need them. I just want to be heard. For 18 years, I've been a pushover, someone who'd give away a four-leaf clover to a bully solely to avoid a fight. I have smiled through whole days until I get home and the grin falls away, and I'm left alone and weaponless to confront anxiety and depression all night. And the next day, I'm asked why my eyes have bags, why my clothes are rumpled and my posture sagged. It's because I got no sleep. But now I'm finished with being walked over. Now's the time to look at the world and say, I'll show her, because while I've been sitting in the back of the room, watching your bright plastic bubble from my corner of gloom, I've been learning your ways, your secrets and lies, your joys and your worries and romantic ties. But I will not use that to bring you down to where I'm at. Because I've been there. And it sucks. What I'm going to do is take a stand, break free of my shell, try to show who I am. And it's gonna be hard because I'm used to hiding it, but I think once I'm out, there'll be no denying this person I am who is strange and unique, this person who still sees the future as bleak, but at least there's a future there for me. At least I have people who care to see me being true to myself. Because I am me, that's all that I'm supposed to be, and as hard as that'll be to accept, I'm done being pushed around by the people who kept me locked inside an emotional cage, terrified by the power of my own rage. I'm done locking my true self away, and I think I'm ready to stand up and say, look at me, world. This crazy freak, this is the real me. I'm tired of lies, so here's my honesty. I am a human being. With hopes and dreams just like all the rest of flying high and doing my best to achieve the life I want for me. So yes, I seem more rude and callous and pushing boundaries of what society allows us to do because that's what I've been bottling up and now it's all bursting to disrupt the oblivious people surrounding me. And I'm sorry if this change upsets you, but know that I haven't changed the whole menu, just rearranged the items because what I've been taught is not the thing that's right for me. And this isn't just difficult for you, this opening up is really hard for me too, because I'm used to burying everything underground, and it isn't other people my world revolves around, it's me. I am now my paramount priority. And really, that's how it's meant to be.
This is Sonnet 64 by William Shakespeare. When I have seen by time's fell hand defaced the rich proud cost of outworn buried age, when sometime lofty towers I see down raised, and brass eternal slave to mortal rage, when I have seen the hungry ocean gain advantage on the kingdom of the shore, and the firm soil win of the watery main, increasing store with loss, and loss with store, when I have seen such interchange of state, or state itself confounded to decay, ruin hath taught me thus to ruminate, that time will come and take my love away. This thought is as a death, which cannot choose, but weep to have that which it fears to lose.
This is Requiem by Kurt Vonnegut. The crucified planet Earth, should it find a voice and a sense of irony, might now well say of our abuse of it, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do." The irony would be that we know what we are doing. When the last living thing has died on account of us, how poetical it would be if Earth could say, in a voice floating up, perhaps from the floor of the Grand Canyon. It is done. People did not like it here.
That was Powerful Poetry, a segment of Bruin Radio where we celebrate poetry and the creative writing of our Brookings Harbor High School students. If you are a student and you'd like to get your work read on the show, contact Crystal Gregory at the Brookings Harbor High School Library. We'd like to thank a fan of Powerful Poetry who called in and told us how they imagined a poetry jam with bongos and creative young writers sharing their work while listening to Powerful Poetry. This fan inspired us to try including some bongo sound effects in the show. Hearing feedback from listeners like you is outstanding for our students, and it helps us improve our show.
This is KCIWLP out of Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting to you on 100.7 FM.
Hi, this is Zach Featherstone with the Brookings Harbor High School Video Game Design Club. I made a texting game called Imagination, and it is a multiple-choice, story-driven, post-apocalyptic experience. The main character is the Bone Reaper, and he is a dangerous scavenger in this story. The story you participate in is graphic, gory, and is not for the faint of heart. I will be releasing a demo called The Bone Reaper's Home, and I will inform you where to be able to find it. Thank you very much for listening, and have a good day.
Hey there, listeners. Any Bruin student can get involved with Bruin Radio. If you make music or sing, you can get your work played on the air. If you're a creative writer or you make scripts for shows, you can have your work read for locals to listen to. You can interview students and staff, report the news, and talk about what matters to you on Bruin News. You can enjoy some outstanding and fulfilling work experience with Bruin Radio. Talk to Mr. Merritt, Mr. Cooper, or Mr. Tipman to get involved.
Students at Brookings Harbor High School were asked to imagine they were requested by famous business magnate and Tesla owner Elon Musk to develop an economic system for a human colony on Mars. Senior Nick Boynton has offered his essay to us, and we are happy to read it here on the air for you. Economics on Mars, Musk. Setting up a perfect economic system is no easy task. First, you must be able to identify systems that the world as we know it utilizes. After that, you must formulate which system will meet your goals in the most efficient manner. After choosing what system or combination of systems is most effective, an organization must be put into place to keep the peace and enforce the laws created by the participants. After all internal affairs are established, the interactions with other economic marketplaces has to be addressed, ensuring that your economic system will perform alongside the largest economies in the solar system. Capitalism is the machine that America prides itself in using. It is the idea that allows people like Mr. Musk to thrive. In capitalism, the government has no role in keeping the economy healthy. All decisions are made by private businesses. All trade is permitted. There is no regulation on who companies can trade with and where they can manufacture their products. All problems are addressed and solved by the producer to please the customer. Communism is an economic environment in which the government has complete control. All citizens of a communistic regime are employees of the government. The government regulates trade relations with other countries and is fully in charge of providing for its citizens. There is no private business, and all programs are subsidized by the governing body. Socialism is a kind of compromise between the two. It supports free trade, but puts laws and other government power to use in trying to care for citizens and stabilize trade. Present-day socialist programs include food stamps, HUD, affordable health care, and other government-subsidized programs that protect people in need. America prides itself in the use of capitalism to reach its goals, but many of the economic programs in use are socialistic. Until President Franklin Roosevelt decided to use government to intervene during the Great Depression, America was pretty much capitalist. This is because FDR believed we had a duty to take care of our citizens. Unfortunately, along with the positive effects of socialist policies, negative effects arose, such as wasteful government subsidies and other wasteful spending. Taking care of people is good policy. Taking care of millionaires is not. Other countries use different economic systems because they have different fundamentals. Most European countries lean toward the socialist ideals. They believe in caring for their people, whatever the cost. Other countries hold more value in efficiency, no matter what the effects on its people are. Every country's economic system has a different correlation to the values that their leaders hold, and if their leaders are elected, what the values of the people hold. Mr. Musk has made himself a golden opportunity in the colonization of Mars. He started completely from scratch with no regulation. I believe Elon should stick with the system that got him where he is now, a form of capitalism in which any man or woman can make who they are. The colony of Mars will be able to find a niche in an interplanetary economy that will allow for its people to provide for themselves with their skills, but this form of capitalism should not promote the abandonment of certain moral promises that every human should possess. In this way, the new economy should be socialistic. The World Trade Organization and International Trade Commission are bodies that solve matters of dispute between countries on Earth. They ensure that all countries are permitted to trade freely amongst each other. If China and America have a dispute, these agents are the ones that decide who is violating free trade laws. Elon Musk should support a version of the International Trade Commission in order to keep the peace in his dealings with Earth and other prospect colonies. The benefits of an intersolar system trade commission would be that it would keep the peace between competitors and ensure that free trade would continue on through the millennia. The burdens of such a system would be the fees that would need to be paid for such an organization to exist, as well as the question as to if trade is really free in a scenario on which all members of an interplanetary economy have to follow a set of regulations that may restrict them. If other leaders, such as Mr. Bezos, develop the ability to colonize a new area, such as a moon of Mars, it could create some economic friction. He should not limit the economy to only surviving on Mars by imposing tariffs and quotas because he is afraid of competition. Musk should embrace competition between establishments in the new interplanetary economy. Who knows what opportunities might come from a system in which two brand new economies provide a service to an outside party. If Musk needs a mineral from the moon that Bezos has colonized in order to make a product to sell on Earth in order to obtain supplies, Musk should purchase the materials with enthusiasm. If he needs the cheap labor of the overpopulated Earth, let him use it to thrive. The only benefit of excluding himself through tariffs would be a temporary safety net for his colonists that would eventually implode because it needs the interaction with the other economies in order to thrive in an interplanetary environment. With newly earned opportunity for Elon Musk to begin anew in a colony on Mars, he should take advantage of the economic opportunities that he has created for himself. In order to maximize his potential, he should embrace his capitalist ideas, but he should also take a step back every now and then to maintain a respect for humanity. He should support an intersolar system trade commission to attempt to ensure that free trade shall flourish in an interplanetary economy. He should also resist setting tariffs and quotas to protect his colony to ensure that it is given every opportunity to complete and dominate a free trade market in the solar system. All of these concepts and values exist today, but have yet to be combined in a fashion in which they explode with opportunity and advancement. It is up to Musk to create the perfect economical environment where all trade opportunities are beneficial and all colonists can thrive.
My name is Jennifer Leggett, and I teach fourth grade at Calmeopsis Elementary, and Natalia Aguilar, who's our English language development teacher, and I hosted a bilingual family night a couple weeks ago, and it was a really positive, successful experience, and a lot of the families talked to Natalia about wanting to have other events that would share their culture and do things, and so we had the idea to come up with the Multicultural Club as a way for students at all three schools to be able to share about their cultures, and then also for students that just are interested in learning about other cultures to have a place to come and learn and ask questions and have experiences. And we had a lot of family members of students and the community that volunteered to make traditional Mexican food for Cinco de Mayo event, and so we have our first event to kind of start our club off and recruit some new members for anybody from 4th through 12th grade who is interested in joining the bilingual club. We are looking at next year doing tamale sales, something for Chinese New Year, Dia de los Muertos activities and information to go out to the elementary kids, maybe doing arts and craft type things, giving teachers lessons and ideas to just help them share cultural activities. And then also we would like to be starting like a scholarship fund, offer scholarships for different camps and college scholarships to the older students who would qualify for those through our fundraising. Okay, so if you'd like to get involved with the Multicultural Club, you can contact myself or Natalia Aguilar, so Jennifer Leggett or Natalia Aguilar, through our school district email or call Calmeopsis and ask to be transferred to our rooms.
The Bruin News segment of our show used the Wiki News Briefs jingle by Stephen Fruitsmock, which uses the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 2.5 generic license. Bruin News intro music is drawn from media which has entered the public domain due to age and has the Creative Commons public domain license. The music comes from a show called On the Air from 1937, which was produced by the Jam Handy Organization and Western Electric. On Air was created for what was then called the Chevrolet General Motors Sales Corporation. The media was downloaded from the Prelinger Archives on the website www.archive.org. The segment on fishing used a musical composition called Technology Ambiance, uploaded by user Burning Mirror, under the CC0 1.0 Universal Public Domain Dedication License. You can find more work by Burning Mirror by visiting www.freesound.org and looking them up. The powerful poetry segment of our show made use of bongo sound effects adapted from a composition entitled Bongo Dry by freesound.org user Saturation. The composition was not used in full, and instead only parts were taken from the original composition. The composition has the Creative Commons license, Attribution 3.0 Unported, which you can read about in full online. You can find more work by Saturation by visiting www.freesound.org and looking them up. This episode features selections from music composed by friend of the show Derek Thomas Dew, also known as Touchless Remover on SoundCloud. If you would like to support Bruin Radio, you can. Donating to the nonprofit Curry Coast Community Radio Organization is one of the best ways you can help our local student voices and content continue to play on the air and online. KCIW is a proud supporter of our school district, and being involved with radio is a fulfilling and educational experience for our students. This concludes Bruin Radio, a half-hour show combining all the excellent content created by the students of our Brookings Harbor High School. Content for this program was provided by the Brookings Harbor High School with student and parent or guardian permission and the approval of school administration. You can listen to our episodes and download them anytime at the Curry Coast Community Radio website, www.kciw.org. Thank you for listening.